In 1973, three legendary bands embarked upon tours of North America. Led Zeppelin, The Who, and Alice Cooper already ruled the 8-track players in high school parking lots across America. Each band's previous album sold more than 1 million copies in the United States. Each band is still endowed with its original lineup. And although they don't know it, in 1973, each has just released a career-defining album that will turn out to be a commercial and creative watershed. Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy, The Who's Quadrophenia, and Cooper's Billion Dollar Babies. What the bands also can't know is that their 1973 tours in support of these albums, which will collectively touch nearly every metropolitan area in the United States and Canada, represent the apogee for a certain type of rock stardom that has been building, indeed that each of these bands has helped to build, which the world has not seen since and probably never will again. Subsequent generations of rock musicians will literally kill themselves trying to emulate the example set in 1973. Be it in the attendance records smashed, the quantity and quality of drugs, the booze and groupies harvested, the hotel rooms and vital organs ravaged, or, most elusive, the evanescent aesthetic and sexual heat generated. Why? Because in this brief and shining moment in 1973, modern rock stardom was born.